And I'm joined by someone who loves talking books even far more than I do, Andrew Popel from 2SER's own The Final Draft show. Good morning.
Even more. Good morning, Nick. Even more. I think I enjoy talking books with you. So it's kind of like Power Rangers combined and we're the giant lion.
People don't know what's going to hit them.
Mm.
So many books. So many books to kick off, because this is a big momentous occasion. The first of our brand new series of segments. What are we talking about?
So I've brought a book that's very timely. It's called Love Wins, Jim Obergefell and Debbie Senzipar. And Love Wins is timely because this is about the case, the Supreme Court case in America that ultimately saw marriage recognition and marriage equality become a thing. So it's a thing over there. It's not a thing yet here.
It is not a thing yet here. No, it is not.
Very timely. And look, this works on so many levels as a narrative, but the thing you really need to know about it, Jim Obergefell, who is one of the credited authors, he is the plaintiff in the case, and Jim and his partner, John Arthur, decided to get married after John was diagnosed with ALS, which some people might know as amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. It's also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. It's an absolutely horrible disease that attacks your nervous system, and ultimately people, they sort of suffocate in their own body. So John knew he had a time limit, and this was a committed couple, 20 years. They'd never thought about marriage because they knew it wasn't a thing for them. They went to another state, they got married, they came back to their home state, realized that they were not going to be recognized, they would not get a death certificate that recognized John and Jim as partners and all of the legal rights that flowed on. So this became a civil rights case to have John's death and his partnership with Jim recognized. And this flowed on, and the story of Love Wins is about how that love story, and it's a beautiful love story. I can't tell you how many times I teared up during this, because it is really terrible to see these things happen. That love story grew into just this life-changing legislation for so many Americans. It's really fantastic. The setup is that this is sort of the transcendent love that overturned bans on same-sex marriage. And that's clearly an overstatement. But frequently we're reminded through Love Wins that in civil rights cases, it begins with a story. And that's another dominating element here, the civil rights challenge that achieving marriage equality presents. And the story of the fight for marriage equality is what really gripped me in Love Wins. It's a really polarizing issue and one that we still have so much work to do here in Australia. And too often the arguments seem to fragment, and it's difficult to discern what's emotional, what's legal. And Love Wins offers this really comprehensive look at all the reasons why marriage equality is an issue broadly of equality. I'm actually getting married in a couple of months. And
congratulations.
Thank you. And reading this book really got me thinking about why it's important, why this is a thing that I want to do. And I wonder if enough people think about that. And instead of just having these knee-jerk reactions. So, look, it is an amazing book. It's really fantastic.
I think what I love is because, I mean, quite often you see some of these nonfiction books and they're a little scholarly. They're not looking at it from, you know, it's like, here's exactly what happened, you know, from an outsider's perspective. But by having one of the people who was actually part of it in the book, writing about the book, that's got to be an incredibly personal experience.
So much perspective there. And what they do is they juggle a lot of really interesting narrative techniques to keep it really pacey, to keep you reading. So many players in this, and that we get a little vignette on each player and how they relate as we meet them. It would be so easy to create villains in here. And overarching the story, there is the villain of the prejudice that has led to this inequality. But it would be a mistake to place that solely in one person's shoes. You have the lawyers that argue for the other side. You have state attorneys. You have state officials. But none of them are, a twirling moustache villain. It's really important to understand people in this, because the plaintiffs, Jim, John, all of the other people that are suing for recognition have also been painted as villains in their time. They've been oversimplified. The legal case is pacey. The love story is heartbreaking. It really works, and it's a book to think about.
I think it sounds great, and also bizarrely timely, not only for our own marriage recognition issues, but ALS in the news, because of all things, that ice bucket challenge raised so much money, they are starting to make genuine medical breakthroughs in treatment.
It's really terrific. I saw that on my Facebook feed just in the last week, and it's been really astounding to see social media. And this is also a book that lives on social media, and we see how Jim and John could connect so broadly. And I wonder if this story could have happened without that broad connection that does happen. Some people decry it, but, you know, we've created this broad community through social media that's allowed us to actually connect on these issues.
It's amazing that one of the best ways of washing away prejudice is to understand the individual and not dehumanize them into just a group.
Oh, exactly. And look, you know, with discussions at the moment, we've got this idea of a non-binding plebiscite from the aren't they conservative government. It kind of feels like, you know, we're at this point akin to the Republican referendum of almost 20 years ago, where if we don't get this right, it could slip off the radar a little bit. And I don't want that to happen. I want people to think about this. And I think Love Wins is a great book to read and really think about these issues. Get it clear in your head. Don't just say, I was brought up believing one thing and thousands of years of tradition have told me I can't go against that.
You can go against that, and you should. Love Wins, Debbie Sensiber and Jim...
Abergefell, I think.
Abergefell. I feel really bad. Sorry, Jim. Where can people find more book stuff from you?
Well, look, if you want to, I'm trying to track down Jim for an interview, and when I get it, you can go to Final Draft, 10 a.m.,